Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Can you believe we are back again? And this is, of course, the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Non-cursing promy.
Right. And yes, this is the show that brings you all kinds of crazy music you've never heard of.
But without curse words.
No curse words.
Yeah, I have to mention that because we just recorded another show and I went half the show thinking I had to behave. And
then the floodgates opened.
Not exactly. I should have just gone down the list of every word I know at that point.
Hey, this is George Carlin. Seven words you can't say.
But I'm not 12 and I'm not George Carlin. So those are the two things that, disqualify me from pulling that off.
Yes. That show we're talking about is called Slow Robot A Go Go. And if you like B-movies or hearing people curse, then go to that. Slow
or
Robot,
you haven't seen the last Star Wars movie and you want the whole plot ruined, go watch this week's episode.
Spoiler
or listen,
alert.
Listen to this week's episode.
Yes, we broke the rules about B-movies and talked about non-B-movies and it was fun. I don't play by any rules, man. I'm all
even your own. You break your own rules.
I break my own rules. I'm so hardcore. Yeah. I hate that word. We survived the holiday season. Did your kid enjoy all the many things were bestowed upon him?
We're still opening stuff up, and I want to slap my mom because she bought so many things that have to be put together. And I don't mean like a play set that has to be assembled. I mean like...
You mean like a motorcycle?
Like six Lego sets, two Erector sets. These two things that she got in a two-pack that are these gear sets.
Two-pack?
Like
Tupac?
Tupac Shakur, yeah. Two-pack. This thing she got at Sam's Club that was like two sets and, shrink-wrapped together. And so when I say assembled, I don't mean... Like the assembly is the is the big activity, and it's like... he wants to do this one. So we get it open. After about 15 minutes, he wants to do another one. So I'm trying to put all the pieces away... So we don't lose them, and then finally I'm like, dude, we got to complete one of these because if we keep doing this, when we finally come back around, there's going to be parts missing. You're going to be mad because none of this stuff is going to work. It feels evil. It feels like there was intent behind this. Kind of like you and the popping toy for other people's kids.
Evil laugh insert here.
Don't think I forgot that and have watched out for it every time there's ever been an opportunity to give my son anything.
It's awesome.
But it feels like there was evil intent.
Yeah. Boy, you're going to step on one of those Legos with something like 3 a.m. one day and you're... Then it will be the cursing show.
No, I'm actually at peace with that because I loved Legos as a little kid. I've bought him, I think overall, I've bought him more Legos at this point at the age of 5 than I've ever had in my life. I'm living vicariously through him.
Now, did you buy any of those, like, the Millennium Falcon where it's $380 for Lego stuff? I'm like, wow.
No. He's 5.
I think I was first exposed to that where somebody said, oh, you can buy the Disney castle. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll get that. Oh, it's $870. And I was like, wait, what? For Legos? Yeah. Who are you?
It's a lot of pieces. Plus you're paying, plus the licensing, but.
I get it, but
for 25-year-olds? Because.
Look, man, right now I'm buying up these little things that cost 97 cents and I don't understand how they make them. They're in every Walmart and Target now. They have like, they're these little tiny painted statues, and they're made of metal. Now, it's pot metal, but it's still metal. It's a metal thing, and it's painted really nice. And it has Street Fighter, and it has Harry Potter, and it has all the Disney characters. And I'm like, how are they selling this for 97 cents?
I think I may have seen these in a multi-pack.
I have them. Yeah, well, the multi-packs are like $9, but...
Yeah, okay, like, so I have. I have seen them.
And I'm like,
I actually bought a big one of Sorcerer Mickey today for 20.
Well, that's... But I mean...
But he stands like, he's like 7 or 8 inches tall.
I have these tiny little metal things. I have Chun-Li and The Undertaker on my desk at work. And how could you produce this for 97 cents? And I was like, huh.
When you consider the plastic stuff usually has the eyes on the side of the head or something,
So when I see
Well, they're producing it for less than that, because if they're selling it for 97 cents...
That's what I'm saying. So get on point, Lego.
That means Walmart's made...
Get on point, Lego. How is this place making a metal thing for 97 cents and you're charging thousands of dollars? I don't understand economics.
Well, if they start making movies based off of these metal toys, then...
Then there you go. But I will say, I do understand music. Here is some for your ears and your butt.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
You'll see. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
The most fantastic weapon of all time is the flying guillotine. Few men have ever been able to operate this death-dealing device, and only one was the master of the flying guillotine. Seymour Bordy and Associates presents The Master of the Flying Guillotine, filmed in Super Cinevision, rated R. Master of the Flying Guillotine. One sure way to get ahead.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Need a good talking to, if you don't mind my saying so. Perhaps a bit more.
All right, that was, of course, The Routes from Dirty Needles and Pins. I bought that, you know, that's, and I bought it as an album, a vinyl album. It was just like one of those things where they like, we're making 60 of these or 50 of them. I forget what it was. It was some crazy small number. Then they give you the download. So I hope you dug it. They are very cool. They've been around a long time.
Unfortunately, you can't buy it.
Yeah. Well, you can't buy that, but you can buy the CD.
Yeah.
So I played I played You'll See, Dysphoria, and All I Find. So nice stuff. So yeah, Christmas has come pennies. And gone, and my my bank account has definitely felt the wallop
on
that one.
Bank account has come and gone.
Well, yeah. You got to figure, I rolled right from a trip to Japan to Christmas. So I'm broke and eating water and toothpicks, mint flavored, if I can find them.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, you know, it's flavor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But did you get anything for Christmas? You know, did...
Nah, it's more about me giving these days. I mean, you know...
No,
yeah, I got some. You got you know, I have a mom, so okay, yeah, yeah, I got a few things. I got underwear and shirts
and
socks
a vacuum for all the Legos that you're going to step on.
No, I complain about the Legos. I actually don't mind the Legos. The other stuff could have kept.
Yeah,
and the Legos are cool. It just is so much at once. You know, if this was something that was going to get introduced over the course of a few weeks, and
yeah. Finish this one.
Yeah.
So it's like if you get too many video games.
Yeah, exactly.
Three of the four end up still in the Saran wrap. You just play the one, and then maybe you'll open the second one, and then you forget. And you're like,
you know, I know this firsthand because when you bought my original Xbox,
I was like, why is there like 90 freaking sealed games here? Like,
and then every so many weeks, I brought you another one. I'm like, oh yeah, I found this one.
I found this in my trunk. This was in my underwear drawer. I'm like, where are these coming from, dude? But yeah, fun stuff.
Like at that point in my life when I have time, I'm going to play this someday.
Yeah, you know. I know. I was like that too. You know, now we're rolling into New Year's and then back to reality. Long stretches of time without time away from work. And you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's no fun for anybody. On that depressing note, here's some fun music for your head.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
loves me. Oh, she loves me now. Oh, she loves me. Oh, she loves me not. Oh, she loves me not. Oh, she want me. Oh, she want me. Oh, she don't want me. Oh, she want me not. Oh, she want me. Oh,
to think, killing a man. You take away all he's got, and all he's ever gonna have.
Hey, we're back. Interesting off-air content. That was A.R. Kane. I played, or Arcane? I guess it would be Arcane, right? A.R.A.R.Kane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you just made that a weird thing.
Yeah, it's Arcane, isn't it?
Arcane, yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, I played A Love from Outer Space.
Yes.
A-N-I-T-I-N. Anitina?
Guys, you know this is obscure when the host can't pronounce
A-N-I-T-I-N-A. How do you say that?
Don't look at me. I can't even remember the first three letters you said.
And Green Haze Days. Again, I really should start reading these and only pick songs that I can say. But yeah. I don't do that because I don't care. Anyway, so yeah, make sure you check them out. Go online, go on Facebook, because that's where everything is in the whole entire world. If it's not there, it doesn't exist. And that's sad.
And that's the way they want it.
That's the way. I'm noticing Facebook is becoming more and more not user-friendly.
Speaking of which, you know what's funny is it's been a few weeks since I've been on Facebook, and they're trying harder and harder and harder. I get text messages, and I get emails about my friend, you know, so-and-so. And it's funny because it's getting more and more obscure.
You know, I have a Facebook page for this, the indie circuit. And it does okay, but not a lot of traffic, you know.
Yeah.
Daddy-O's, I have a screen printing business that seems to actually get a lot of hits. I mean, a lot for me is like 100, 150 or whatever when I put something up, but that's not bad.
Yeah.
Considering I don't even have a store on my online.
That's the extent of your marketing there, is putting something on there.
And the other day, I was like, man, I should make one for my other show, you know, Asian Cult Cinema. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. No one knows about that show, and I get it. Like, I'd have to do that kind of stuff. But I don't tweet, and I don't have the Instagram photos, so it's just this dead, dumb air that no one cares about. You know, I was like,
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is you have to think about your audience and who you're trying to hit.
Engage.
Twitter, you know, does have an older skewing audience for whatever reason. Instagram definitely is a younger audience, though. Like, you have to think about, like, who it is you might actually be trying to attract. And, you know,
it's
like,
just I'm not hip enough. I don't know and internet stuff. I know internet stuff.
My guess is that a decent portion of your audience probably isn't that interested in that stuff either. Like, if they're listening to Asian Cult Cinema or Slow Robot Agogo, they're probably more like you than...
Okay, yeah.
Would be my guess.
Some young kids in high school aren't like, hey, let's listen to some old idiot talk about some B-movies that I've never heard of.
But if there are some young kids in high school, we love you. We want to hear from you.
I don't. I have no problem alienating my audience. Hey, if you're a young kid, go to hell. No,
get off his lawn.
Get off my lawn and your baggy pants, your pagers, your beepers and phones, and oh my God. That's none of that's true. None of it. I don't even have grass in my yard. It's
funny, I just instinctively looked at your lawn after I said that.
The command post here has security cameras everywhere, so all the creepy crawlies can't break in. And
he'll see if you get on his lawn. He has a recording of it, too. In a bunker.
Exactly. And then the cops can pinpoint right when the bullet hits.
There's not many homes in southern central Florida that have basements.
Yes.
And even fewer that have basements reinforced with steel. But Mao,
if there's a will, there's a way.
Well, you know, hey, you know, World War III. Which you might need that one day.
Which also turns out if you have money, there's a way.
Yeah.
So, weird. Will and money are kind of the same.
If somebody wills you the money, you know.
No, I'd just move.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I'm trying to think what else is going on. I mean, you kind of think, like, I never really do this anymore. I think I did it a lot more when I was younger. Now that we're ushering in 2018, do you ever kind of say, this year I'm going to blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going to lose weight and get more money in my bank account. I'm going to look better and I'm going to have a better job. And, oh, my God, I'll be president. Do you have any of those aspirations?
You know, I hear New Year's resolution and I'm not.
Nah,
it doesn't even mean anything to me anymore. Like the concept of it. I mean, it's the cliche. Everybody, you know, by March is.
By the second week of January.
But
yeah.
But no, I can't even really remember a time when I thought that way. Like starting fresh, you know. It just.
I have been trying this, and this isn't hasn't this has nothing to do with the new year. But I'm trying to be more goal oriented, where like. For weekends, I'll do small lists of achievable things and say, I want to try and get to a couple of these. But that's just like kind of everyday thing.
But that still probably makes you more productive because you could sit there. because instead of sitting there watching 5 B movies, you watch 3.
I watch two, and then I go, well, I really
should. And then you get some life stuff done.
Yeah. And that's,
I should do that.
It's kind of a good thing. I mean, I lose track of weekends and weeks, and to be honest, my work is much more difficult and much more demanding. Those days off mean something now.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do some good for the house, do some good for my projects, do some good. Because otherwise you're just sitting there waiting to go back to work, and I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's a little, I've tried to do it. I'm trying to gear up. I can't keep journals.
Excuse me. I need to go kill myself.
Oh, no. I have, like, a book, and I was trying to keep, like, not journal. Not a journal thing, but, like, track of, like, what I need to do or what I'm trying to do. And
please,
I
told me it had Hello Kitty on the front of it.
No, it didn't. It was one of those super hip ones that has, like, the little rubber band thing, but then it also has the,
oh, like the little, like, thing. The moleskin one.
Yeah, something like that.
You need a Hello Kitty one with a little latch.
I should just put a little heart latch. Yeah. Like, these are my dreams and goals. Today I want to rake the stupid yard. Winky face.
I know what Mal's getting for his birthday.
Nice. I'll use it. Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, so New Year's, I guess, is nothing. I don't even drink. I won't even drink on New Year's, I don't think. I mean, I stopped doing that because...
Is that, like, a weird thing where you decide that's the year, or that's the day you don't drink, or...
No. I've been tapering off quite a bit, actually. And
I know.
And getting that super hammered on New Year's Eve just... I don't know.
It's not a great way to usher in the new year.
It's also anticlimactic when you drink every weekend. You know, like, I was like, who cares?
You don't really have a problem with hangovers, though, do you?
I'm slow. Yeah. I'm a little. I'm not my optimal. I'm not bringing my A game.
But
you know?
Hangover is painful. Not just fuzzy and.
Well, if I drink to excess, I do. But if I just drink my normal, then I wouldn't. But you know,
I've talked about this with you, but I don't think our radio listeners have heard this before. But one time I was at a corporate event that involved a lot of alcohol and a hotel room. And I woke up the next morning and fell out of bed and couldn't figure out. I thought I had alcohol poisoning. The first person I thought to call was Mao, who informed me I was just still drunk.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer, one who speaks at funerals. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
Yeah. are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Don't worry, everyone, you're not still drunk. That was the 5678s off of their golden hits of the 5678s. I played Jet Coaster, Peter Gunn, and We Got the Beat, Shaking All Over. Of course, make sure you go to Time Bomb Records online. My guy Kenji will hook you up. He's
I wonder if there have ever been any bronze hit albums.
No. They just throw those in the toilet.
Okay.
So, yeah, make sure you go to Time Bomb Records online. They have an English version if you want to have really cool, interesting Japanese music and other music. You know, make sure you hit them up.
And personally, I recommend going to the Japanese version and just sending it through Google Translate. Dude, it's way more fun.
I just click a few things and hit send money. All right, that's going to be it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
And we'll see you next week for more shenanigans and music and musings of general. Stretching this out for 4 seconds, three.
I could have said something like spiritual.
We're done.
Meaningful.